This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Howdy doody, amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta, with the news from the Northeast Radio Club. The September general meeting of the Northeast Radio Club last Friday night was very well attended indeed, and we were given an excellent lecture on earthing techniques by Paul, VK5SL. He gave us many amazing accounts of his experiences working on earthing systems at many sites around Australia. And after his talk, there was an extensive Q&A session when he answered many questions from those attending. So many thanks, Paul, for this very informative lecture. The next meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be on the afternoon of Saturday the 27th of September at 2:30 p.m. and it will be a HF radio event. You can bring along your HF transceivers and portable antennas and operate portable at the club site. There will be drinks available, and of course there will be the ever popular sausage sizzle. So come along to the Saturday Arvo Northeast Radio Club meeting and take part in the activities. And the very next day, on Sunday the 28th of September, it will be the next episode of the Amateur Technical Segment on VK5RHO at 3:30 p.m. And this time, the subject will be all about fibre optics. So tune in to VK5RHO on 146.850 MHz with a 91.5 Hz access tone, and join in the callback after the conclusion of the talk. And last Friday's F-Troop Net saw Tony, VK5FBIC, back on duty and running the net, and there were 16 stations on deck. Welcome back, Tony, and don't forget, everybody, the F-Troop Net is on the Link Repeater Network every Friday at 5 p.m. Well, that's all for this time. See you at the Coffee Club next Wednesday. Stay negative, everybody. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello everyone, this is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. There was a really good representation from the ham radio fraternity at Dean, VK5LB's funeral Friday morning. I counted about 20 people. It was a very moving service and celebration of Dean's life, and his daughter Kelly did a wonderful job of the eulogy. I spoke to Kelly and Val after the service, and they both said that they were so pleased to see so many of us there with our call sign badges on. It meant a lot to them to know that Dean was held in such a high regard. I was so pleased to see Andy, VK5LA, there, as he is taking over the reins of the boat anchor net from Dean, and he had made the trip from the Riverland for the occasion. Vale Dean, VK5LB. Nothing heard from the Sappen people on the Belair tenancy agreement yet, but it must be getting close to being finalised. The annual dinner, i.e. the Christmas lunch, has been booked for Sunday the 14th of December at the Belair Hotel in the Hillsview Room for 12 o'clock. As yet, the fixed Christmas menu has not been finalised, and we will advise the details and costs when they become available, and bookings will be taken after that. The committee has voted to again subsidise this event this year. Another training day has been organised for Sunday the 28th of September at the Air Force Association Hall in Mitcham, Hawthorne, and I'm sure that Paul, VK5, has been in touch with those people booked in. I believe there's about 14 or 15, so it will be a busy day. As usual, information on our regular weekly nets can be found on our website at ahars.au/radionets, and there's some interesting things on our Facebook group page at www.facebook.com/groups/ahars. And that's all for this week. Cheers to 73 from John, VK5RJ.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Clubs. What about them, you say? Well, they represent a micro-capture of society at large. Almost without exception, clubs are run and kept alive by a very small cross-section of the membership. That small number is where the club's leadership and committee members come from. Also, it includes an again small number of members who regularly roll up their collective sleeves and jump in to complete all of the tasks that need to be completed to keep the club alive. From simple maintenance of infrastructure and volunteering to help with activities, it seems to be the same ones who put their hands up. This small group usually seems to be made up of about a quarter or less of the total membership. The rest of the membership probably comprises many older people who might be past travelling at night or who, through no fault of their own, are experiencing health problems. As always, some of the membership is content to sit back and take an interest in what's happening without actually doing anything to contribute. In my opinion, society works in exactly the same way. Our group seems to be a bit better off than most in that we seem to have a larger number of members who often step up to help with projects and activities. We always seem to get the needed numbers to help with our annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships, although Greg VK5ZGY has made the need for physical presence at Fox locations much less of a necessity than in previous years with his Fox Box. Car rallies, Generation Gin Jazz, the legend of the Lakes Hill Climb, etc. Although, as our membership ages, that may not be sustainable for much longer. It would be great if we could attract some younger people into the hobby, and we are trying hard to work out how we might be able to make that happen. Tim, VK5AV, our education officer, is always on the lookout for ways to attract new blood into the hobby, and he goes out of his way to help anyone who expresses an interest in getting into it. Well done, and thank you, Tim. Peter, VK5BE, now has a full team ready and willing to help with trackside comms at the Australian Hill Climb Championships, which will be held at the Shell V Power Motorsport Park, Tail and Bend, on October the 11th and 12th, 2025. The event will require our volunteers to camp at the Bend over the full 3 days. Obviously, it is too far for them to travel from the mount each day. I take my hat off to them, as I would love to go and help, but camping in a swag or tent at my age does not hold any promise of excitement. It won't be very long after that we must start preparing for the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb here in Mount Gambier, as that happens in the second week of November. This will be the 20th running of this very special event. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, everyone. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's news from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. As this broadcast is going to air, our Project Horus balloon team is currently on Mount Barker Oval preparing to launch Horus 65. If all is going well on the ground, liftoff is planned for 10 a.m, just after the broadcast. This flight includes our crossband repeater payload, which we hope to fly to over 35 kilometres altitude, which should be high enough to allow some contacts between Adelaide and Melbourne when the balloon is near apogee. The repeater will operate much like a satellite, with ground stations transmitting to the balloon on 145.075 MHz simplex, whilst you'd listen to the output of the balloon on 438.975 MHz. Note, your ground transmitter will need to have a 91.5 Hz CTCSS tone enabled to activate this repeater. Due to the expected high level of interest, the repeater will be run as a controlled net, so listen carefully to instructions from Net Control, VK5ARG, before you call in. We will also be flying one of our Wenet camera payloads, which will broadcast live imagery throughout the flight. Links to the pictures and details of how you can get involved in receiving and contributing to the decoding of those pictures can be found on the AREC website. In fact, with just a simple RTL-SDR receiver and a web browser, you too can get involved in contributing to the flight using our new WebWenet web browser-based decoding software. This new system allows you to receive the 70-centimeter wideband data stream on either a Windows, Mac, Linux, or even some Android telephones, all using your RTL-SDR and a 70-centimeter antenna. To find out more about how you can get involved in this launch, or even simply call in through the repeater and receiving the imagery, head on over to the AREG website at areg.org.au. AREG forthcoming events. So what else is happening at AREG this month? On Friday, September the 19th, Mark, VK5QI and myself will give a presentation on fox hunting at the National Championships in Mount Gambier. We'll take you through our experiences of competing in the championships and what you can experience when you take part. This meeting will be held at the Fulham Community Centre with doors open at 7pm for a 7:30pm start. Visitors are most welcome. We hope to see you there. Next, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group contest team is planning to activate our Victor London 5 X-ray contest station during the Oceania DX contest on Saturday the 4th of October and Sunday the 5th of October. This will operate from our site north of Tarlee. If you hear us on the HF bands, give us a call. Or better still, come and take part in the OCDX contest. It's one of the biggest DX contests focused on Oceania every year. Then, at our October general meeting, Steve, VK5SFA, will give us a talk on 70-centimetre digital amateur television, including bringing some equipment along to show what is needed to come and take part. Including, did you realise that many normal TV sets today can in fact tune in digital amateur TV on 445 MHz? To round up October, we then have the AREG car boot sale. That event will be held on Sunday, October the 26th, at the Dogs SA David Roche Park Showgrounds in Kilburn, starting at 10 a.m. Registrations will open on the 21st of September for those wishing to book a site. All SA amateur clubs are invited to come along as well and set up a table promoting their activities. And we're pleased to announce we've had the confirmations of our first commercial retailer that'll make the trip to South Australia. Should be a great day, and we hope to see you all come along. So that's all from us this week. Till we speak again, 73s from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.